Welcome to Curie, the podcast where we explore the intersections of healthcare, policy, and society. I'm Matt, and today we're diving into one of the most controversial appointments in recent U.S. history, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Before we get started, I'd like to tell you about the Curie app, where this podcast originates. If you're enjoying what you hear and want more personalized episodes, you can download Curie from the App Store. With the app, you'll get two episodes each week, one on Monday and one on Thursday, plus bonus episodes exclusive to the platform. This podcast will continue to be available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts every Thursday, but the app offers much more tailored content for curious minds like yours. All right, let's dive into today's topic. When you hear the name Kennedy, you think a legacy of politics, activism, and a storied American family. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the son of Robert Kennedy and nephew of President John F. Kennedy, carries this legacy forward, but in ways few could have predicted. For much of his career, RFK Jr. focused on environmental law, fighting for clean water and taking on corporate polluters. But over the past two decades, his public image shifted. He became one of the most vocal critics of vaccines, calling into question the safety of childhood immunizations, despite overwhelming scientific consensus to the contrary. He's also been critical of fluoride in drinking water, calling it a dangerous neurotoxin, and has promoted raw, unpasteurized milk, despite health warnings from the FDA and CDC. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, he championed unproven treatments like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. These positions have earned him devoted followers who admire his willingness to challenge the status quo. But they've also drawn harsh criticism from public health experts who worry his rhetoric could undermine decades of progress in disease prevention and health safety. So how did RFK Jr. go from an environmental crusader to one of the most controversial figures in public health? And what might his leadership mean for an agency as powerful as HHS? Let's start with the basics, what HHS is and why it's so critical to the nation's health. The Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, is the backbone of the U.S. healthcare system. It's an enormous agency, controlling nearly one quarter of the federal budget. Think about the vital institutions we rely on for health and safety. You know, the CDC tracks outbreaks like COVID-19 and flu. The NIH funds groundbreaking research on cancer and Alzheimer's. The FDA ensures our medications, vaccines, and food are safe for consumption. HHS oversees all of them. HHS also administers Medicare and Medicaid, programs that provide health coverage for millions of Americans. It ensures access to essential services from mental health support to foster care programs. And its reach isn't just domestic. The agency plays a critical role in global health, funding efforts to combat diseases like HIV, AIDS, and coordinating pandemic responses worldwide. Now imagine this vast machinery being led by someone who has openly questioned the safety of vaccines, fluoride, and even the fundamental approach to disease prevention. That's the scenario we're facing with RFK Jr.'s nomination. Kennedy has laid out an ambitious vision for HHS under his leadership. He calls it the Make America Healthy Again movement. The idea is to tackle chronic disease, overhaul food systems, and root out what he calls corporate capture of health agencies. At first glance, some of these goals sound promising. Chronic disease, like diabetes, obesity, and heart disease, is the leading cause of death in the U.S. It also accounts for a staggering portion of healthcare spending. Reforming dietary guidelines or reducing reliance on ultra-processed foods could make a real difference. But Kennedy's approach has sparked significant controversy. For one, his vaccine skepticism isn't limited to questioning COVID-19 vaccines. He's repeatedly claimed, falsely, that childhood vaccines cause autism, a theory debunked by decades of research. He's also called for the removal of fluoride from public water systems, citing unproven health risks. Public health experts point out that fluoride at regulated levels has been instrumental in reducing tooth decay, especially in underserved communities. And then there's a support for raw milk, a product known to carry risk to bacterial contamination, especially for vulnerable populations like children and pregnant women. The question is, can Kennedy's bold reforms coexist with evidence-based science? Or will his mistrust of established public health practices create more harm than good? Unsurprisingly, Kennedy's nomination has ignited fierce debate. His supporters see him as a much-needed disruptor. They argue that federal health agencies have grown too cozy with industries like big pharma and big food, compromising their integrity. Critics, however, warn that his track record on vaccines and public health makes him a dangerous choice. Former HHS officials and scientists have expressed concerns about what his leadership could mean for the nation's health infrastructure. Even within the Republican Party, his nomination has raised eyebrows. Some GOP senators have voiced unease about his positions on vaccines and abortion rights, signaling that his confirmation hearings could be contentious. And then there's the logistical challenge of implementing his vision. Reforming the FDA, NIH, or CDC isn't as simple as issuing an executive order. These agencies operate under complex systems of laws, regulations, and stakeholder influence. Changing them requires not just bold ideas, but also political finesse and scientific collaboration. At the heart of this debate is a broader question. What kind of health policy does America need right now? Kennedy wants to prioritize chronic disease prevention, an undeniably important goal, but his views on infectious diseases have alarmed many experts. He's argued that pandemics are overhyped and that resources should be redirected toward fighting long-term illnesses like diabetes and cardiovascular disease. This pivot could leave the U.S. unprepared for future outbreaks. After all, we've seen how quickly diseases like COVID-19 or avian flu can spread, overwhelming healthcare systems and causing global disruption. And then there's the issue of trust. Public health relies on clear, evidence-based communication to build public confidence. If Kennedy's rhetoric undermines that trust, it could have far-reaching consequences, not just for vaccine uptick, but for public health initiatives as a whole. RFK Jr.'s nomination isn't just a headline. It's a turning point. It forces us to reckon with the balance between reform and stability, skepticism and trust, bold ideas, and scientific consensus. Will his leadership lead to meaningful change in a system many believe is overdue for reform? Or will it deepen divisions and undermine the progress we've made in public health? That's for the Senate and perhaps history to decide. Thank you for tuning in to Curie. Don't forget, if you want to personalize your listening experience and gain access to bonus episodes, download the Curie app from the App Store today. You'll find links in the episode description. Until next time, take care and stay curious.